Anisambula Winaka, you're listening to Dateline from RNZ Pacific. I'm Kuroi Hawkins. Coming up...
Well, this general election is expecting the results to come in very fast because of the electronic system they're now using.
Voters in Samoa head to the polls today.
The Pacific has the worst NCD rates in the world, primarily due to the way you eat, what you eat.
Pacific Island Food Revolution to premiere on Maori TV. And
it's just kept the Olympic dream alive to come back, and I'm really finding an opportunity to be an Olympian.
The road to Tokyo ramps up for Pacific Rugby Sevens teams. Voters in Samoa are going to the polls today in one of the most exciting elections the Pacific Island country has had in decades. This is because it's the first time the dominant Human Rights Protection Party has had the level of opposition being posed by the new Fatuatua Ileatua Samoa Watasi Party. Electoral authorities say preparations for the election went smoothly, as did the 4 days of pre-polling, which concluded on Thursday with over 8,500 voters taking part. Today, over 120,000 electors are expected to cast their ballots. Our Samoa correspondent, Aotangawaya Tipi Aotangawaya, is on Upolu and joins me now. Talofa Tipi, how are people feeling about voting today?
Everyone is excited. That's the general feeling amongst everyone that I spoke to. Especially it's the first time that we had the pre-polling for 4 days, which started on Monday, ended yesterday on Thursday, and today is the main game, which is the general election for over 120,000 electors and voters remaining from the 8,576 who took the pre-polling for 4 days.
Now, you've spoken with the electoral commissioner. How have preparations gone?
Well, according to the electoral commissioner, everything is going well. The process for this general election is expecting the results for today's general election day to come in very fast because of the electronic system they're now using, and especially for those polling booths on the big island of Savai. And he's predicting that the results for the preliminary results should come in maybe before 11 or 12 midnight.
And you're on Upolu. Are the issues the same for the two islands? Are there different issues of interest to the voters?
There are different issues for the main islands, but one major issue in this election that both islands are looking at is because of the parties. People are now more concentrating in the parties they are supporting and the candidates who are running for those parties, especially the newly formed Fatuatua Ileatua Samoa Watasi, or FAST party, and also the HRPP. Those are the main parties. People are now making their predictions, who is going to win how many seats and who is going to get into power, you know, all that usual thing in general election.
With such polarizing views, has it been divisive for communities, for families?
There are issues of divisive among our families, because in this general election, people are now voting on policies and also the same support of because of family time.
How's the security situation? Are police concerned? Have you spoken with police?
Oh, yes. The security is very tight, both around the island, the two islands where the polling booths are, and also within polling booths, especially in the pre-polling period starting from Monday. The main pre-polling pool for all the 20 constituencies, electoral constituencies in Savai'i, was housed in one of the teams at Tuanei Mato Sports Complex, where all the 20 electoral constituencies were housed. So everyone who were in the pre-polling went to that main team to cast their votes. So it was quite a number of police officers on duty there, and a number of people working in the election as well.
Our correspondent in Samoa, Aotangabaya, Tipi Aotangabaya. The first ever TV cooking show on Pacific cuisine is to premiere this evening on Maori TV. It takes viewers on a gastronomic journey through Tonga, Fiji, Vanuatu and Samoa, in one of the most biodiverse and culinary-rich regions of the world. I'm joined today by some of the cast and crew from the show. Bula Vinaka, Malu Elele, welcome everybody. I'll let you all introduce yourselves, maybe starting with you, Robert.
So my name is Robert Oliver, and I am the executive director and founder of Pacific Island Food Revolution.
Yo, malolele. This is Knox, and also right here, Josh. So Josh and Knox from Tutu on the Beach, all the way from the Kingdom of Tonga. And we're part of episode one of Food Revolution.
Yeehaw!
Bulavinaka, I'm Rachel Temo, and yeah, I was part of the first season.
I'm Wami Valentine. I manage comms. Bula and Malo to you all.
Malo Elele, I'm Fololeni, and I'm the Tongan co-host and the beauty of the show, as you can see.
Unquestionably.
Yeah.
Naka, everyone. Yeah. Thank you so much. So glad to have you all here. So yeah, starting off, Robert, nothing like this out there. What was the vision here?
It's a fun approach to a serious problem. The original impetus was the fact that the Pacific has the worst NCD rates in the world, diabetes, heart disease, lifestyle diseases, primarily due to the way you eat, what you eat. And yet there is this incredible indigenous cuisine in all of the islands, all unique. And the question was, how do we activate that? How do we make it sexy for young people to engage in something that might be considered to be traditional? And so I'd just come off doing my kitchen rules, and I'd seen the powerful effect that reality cooking competition has. And I also was obviously very aware of the fact that Pacific people love sports, competition's beloved, it's not cutthroat, it's fun. And so the idea was born to create a television series and an associated campaign multimedia platform to really, really, really activate traditional knowledge and food systems and cuisine and dishes and memories and all that stuff that goes along with it for everybody to participate in. And the great thing about reality TV is you get hosts who are leaders in their field and also contestants who really carry everything. They carry the spirit, they carry the recipes, they carry the mission, and people relate to them. They're people from their country that people know. So it's inspiring to see your own community in a big international glamorous television series, you know, going around the world.
That's so cool. And Fololeni, hosting this, how much of an experience has this been for you?
It's a wonderful experience and opportunity. And what I've actually taken from this was that each episode actually represents a message or a lesson for us to learn. But not only that, but it actually acts as a reminder of wisdoms and knowledge that we've already learned throughout schools. So it kind of reminds you of what you should eating. And besides, by the way, it's actually right outside your door, and you can grab this healthy food. Another thing was it was so wonderful to actually share the knowledge and appreciations of the different cuisines amongst the Pacific. I mean, naturally, Tonga has the best cuisine.
Naturally.
But to be able to see what Fiji brings to the Pacific cuisine, Vanuatu and Samoa, it was like sharing the same ingredients but made in different ways.
Yeah, man, I just wish I could have been there to eat some of the food, man. It all sounds amazing. Going now to Josh and Knox, when you got the call up, when you got involved, just walk us through that experience of being involved in something like this.
It was definitely nerve-wracking because we're known to cook at home, cook for the boys, cook for the family, and you know we've done it our whole lives, but to come and do it on something like this, we never thought we'd ever be on a show like this, and even have to compete with other chefs and people who do this professionally too. So we were very shy, we're very shocked, but we also trusted in what we've learned from our family, from our parents, and we're just like, you know what, we all learned the same way, we all have the same like foundation, so let's rise to the competition and let's win this thing.
Yeah, and on the same vein, Rachel, how was it being? I guess Fiji also with its massive hospitality industry, a lot of pressure in terms of representing in that space.
Yes, to come from a home with no knowledge of that catering or Yeah, hospitality and not a bit. It was, I was scared.
Yes.
It was really scared. I was really scared. But I enjoyed it.
You've come out of this experience and has it helped you in your journey?
It has a lot. Even right now, I'm sort of a star in the market or wherever I go. Moms and whoever would come across. Hey, auntie, hello. I like the way you are tied and hanging on to your nephew. Oh, thank you. I don't know people, but everybody just come. Hello, auntie.
Yeah, I was reading up as well on all the comments from even countries that weren't participating. There was a lot of appreciation just for having Pacific culture, Pacific people on screen. Wami, maybe you can attest to some of this in terms of the reach.
Yeah, you know, even though we implemented in only four Pacific Island countries, Fiji, Samoa, Tonga, and Vanuatu, our reach is really regional. And so we're really reaching 12 countries around the region, about 20 television networks, if not more, in the Pacific. So we get a great deal of feedback from our friends in the Solomons, our 1,000 from the Solomons, our friends from Papua New Guinea. And we've never really had any complaints. I guess the only complaint we've had are folks from Niue, from the Cooks, from PNG, from the Solomons going, hang on a minute, why am I not on? Why isn't our country, you know, on Pacific Island Food Revolution? Which I suppose is a good complaint to have. So, I mean, hopefully we would like to include more folks into the Pacific Island Food Revolution family. But, you know, the reach has indeed been regional. We've got responses from folks outside of the four countries that we film in who sent us some of their recipes, who said, look, it's a lovely local dish we have here in the Solomons. And we've taken that and shared it with our family, our Vuvale, our Ainga, through our social media pages and let others know, you know, about what's happening on the ground as far as local healthy food is concerned in the Cooks, in Niue, in the Solomons, particularly in Papua New Guinea. It's also interesting, Koroi, because, you know, some folks would see something that our friends in Samoa have cooked in Fiji, and they go, you know, we could give our own little Fijian version to that. And similarly in Vanuatu or in Tonga, they'd cook something, and our friends in Vanuatu would give their own version to that as well, including some of their own veggies and fruits into the mix. So it's just been nice to see people take this and create their own movement, create their own passion from this TV show. And that's something we're very excited about.
Now, Robert, what's the significance of this premiering on Māori TV?
First of all, you know, the show already plays primetime in Australia on Saturday night on SBS Food. And we were really hoping for a similar position in New Zealand and Aotearoa. So we're really grateful to Māori for putting us on Friday night, prime time. The significance is that New Zealand is part of the Pacific. Our interrelationships between Aotearoa and the tropical Pacific are profound and dimensional. And I think that everyone who tunes in is going to, you know, maybe someone who is Tongan but hasn't had a recent relationship with Tonga, they're gonna feel the beauty of and the majesty and the leadership of where they're from, and also the humor and the, you know, this. I mean, one thing that our distributor is based in London, who distributes the show internationally, and they were really blown out by there are moments with Josh and Knox where you know, in those MasterChef type shows, usually the contestants like, I'm going to win, I'm going to knock the other guy out. Our contestants help each other. It's so they were like, it's a competition. Yes, yeah, but this is how the Pacific competes. You know, it's not about winning; it's about being the best you can, and helping anyone else along. So, we're really stoked. We think that the Māori TV viewership is a really good fit for us, and I think people will resonate with the values that sit beneath the food as well.
That was celebrity chef Robert Oliver wrapping up that panel, Pacific Island Food Revolution, premiering on Māori TV today and also available on TVNZ On Demand. The road to Tokyo ramps up for Pacific Rugby Sevens teams at an invitational tournament that kicks off in Wellington today. New Zealand-based squads representing Samoa and Tonga will be out to impress ahead of the final Olympic qualifying tournament in June, while a Moana Pacifica women's team will make its competitive debut. Finney Wiley reports.
Redemption and the Olympic dream is fueling the fire of the Samoa Barbarians sevens side, which includes six players who have represented the Manu on the World Sevens Series. Tomasi Alosio was a part of the side that lost in the final of the Olympic repecharge event 4 years ago and says the players want to make amends in Monaco in June.
You know, losing to Spain in the last play really was really heartbreaking. So that's what's kept most of us in. It's just kept the Olympic dream alive to come back and really find an opportunity to be an Olympian. So it starts here now, really. Leading into June, we just got to put in the hard work. Just going over there, knowing that we're going to give it 100%.
With a squad of locally based players continuing to train in Samoa, Alosio says the onus is on the Barbarians players to perform against the Tonga Invitational side and the All Black Sevens.
You know, it's an opportunity we won't take for granted, and hopefully we put our best foot forward this weekend to really show the coaches over there in Samoa that we're really keen going into the Olympic repecharge. Comms have been very good, especially from Brian and the SIU over there. They've been keeping on top of it and just always checking in daily how we are and how we're progressing here. So to kind of get this opportunity, we'll give them a fair idea of what we've been doing this last year.
The Tonga Men's Sevens program is already run out of Auckland under the watchful eye of former international Tevita Tuifua. The Kingdom played three games against the All Black Sevens back in February. With 10 weeks to go until Monaco, co-captain John Tapualuelu says the next 2 days are a chance to make a statement.
Every time we come up against New Zealand, you know, it's going to be hard, physical and fast. So I think just for us as a group, we just want to keep progressing from that. And things that we did pick up on in like sessions, we try to work on it. So hopefully come this weekend, we're able to show it out there.
The Takifitu Tuturu or Pure Sevens will also mark the debut appearance for the Moana Pacifica women's team. The squad includes players with links to Fiji, Samoa, Tonga and the Cook Islands. And co-captain Taisha Ikenasio says it means a lot to represent their Pacific Island heritage.
We all have a strong passion for where we've come from and who comes before us. So I think obviously going into the weekend we'll just take all of that. Like we have, like I said, we've only known each other a short time, but we've all come from ancestors and people in the past that we all represent our own upbringings and families. So I think everyone holds that strong same passion. So I think it'll be exciting.
Moana Pacifica kick off the tournament against the Black Ferns Sevens Black this morning and will also face the Black Ferns Sevens White and Black Ferns 15-a-side selection with the playoffs on Saturday afternoon. Call Vinnie Wiley Tenne.
And that's us for today. Remember, you can download Dateline Pacific free to your mobile device every weekday on any podcast platform. And if you're using Apple, please leave us a rating so others can find us too. Tō whā soifua.